Welcome to the I Am Power Hour, soul stretching success with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're the Soul Stretching Sisters, here to remind you that you are a star with a hit song to sing as you create greater.
Aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, as we'll share stories, have a few laughs,
maybe even some aha moments, as we help you feel more motivated,
spark your spirit,
and unleash your powered up,
pumped up,
I am possibilities.
The soul stretch version, of course.
So get ready to have some fun as we help you build up some serious spiritual muscle and
accelerate to an abundant life, that life you deserve.
Let's roll with the I Am Power Hour.
I got to tell you, every time I hear that, I put a big old smile on my face. Terry, how are you doing, sister?
Hey, my soul stretching sister, Dr. Pat. I'm doing great. I thought we'd have a little fun today and come to you from the beach.
You know, I actually have a green screen. I haven't set it up yet. Because if you were to come into my house right now, because sheltering in place for me has taken on a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm really, you know, I have one of these, what do you call them, underlying situations. And so I really can't be out, right? And, you know, I miss going to the office. I can't go to the office or the studio. And, you know, what's funny about it, I had to bring everything in my house now.
Yeah.
So I got a big old tournament sized ping pong table at my door. You can't even open the door. I got myself a robot. If you came into my living room, you'd see my Fit Gym. I mean, there's one thing that is such a benefit of being single.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
you live
it.
In your own world. Nobody can tell you anything different.
Oh, my God. I don't have to be single for that. But look, you're taking on a conversation today. For those of you out there, let me just tell you a little bit about Terry. One of the things that I love is that I really get the honor of taking this journey with people as they are stepping fully into their passion, their purpose, their message, their dreams. And Terry is one of those folks that I've had that honor of taking that journey with her. And so one of the things you should know is, as an author, she has written one of the most powerful and reflective books that you all maybe want to write down, right? And when I'm talking about that, what I'm talking about is the book that touches upon you, the resume of life, that touches upon you in a way that you can see yourself and love yourself. And
yes,
that is the powerful message of not just Terry on the show, but also her fabulous coaching program. You know, when you think about what soul stretching success is, or when you think about what it means to step into your full power, and her life's journey, her corporate experience, her experience in coaching, her experience in mental health, when you put it all together and you look at what she says yes to, it is at the core and the center of her heart. And that is to help. That's why today's show and what she is taking on is challenges, changes, and choices. What are the lessons learned from the resume of life, especially in great parallels to what we are learning about the world, and most importantly, about ourselves? Because we've been taking a little nap, and now we're not napping anymore. Terry, it's an awesome, great topic, but let's get at it. Starting out with violence. Let's talk about violence. You know, what violence is, what it isn't, what we do, what we don't do. Let's talk about coming out of the gate here and what you want to really bring to the forefront right now.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. And so enjoy my soul stretching sister and the I Am Power Hour. And what a great intro that was. You know, when I wrote the resume of life, I had to look back over, because as we've talked in the past, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you've got to make some changes. And looking around today in the parallels of the George Floyds of the world and the pandemic of the COVID-19, both, I got to looking at it, and both have a precipice of, I can't breathe. And with that being said, I've had to review the resume of life and the challenges and the changes and the choices, things that come along all the time. And we're in an extreme amount of challenges now. We're having to rethink the way we've done things. We've had to come up with new ideas and creative ideas of doing things virtually, like me here from the beach. But in part of all of that, there's been a lot of violence that has taken place too. And what I wrote about in the resume of life, a specific chapter on judgment, because what I had endured over my lifetime. And I came up with the fact, if you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to continue to receive what you've always gotten. And I looked at Martin Luther King, and he said, I have a dream. He didn't say I had a nightmare, you know. And he wanted to look forward to new and better things. In the resume of life, I had to sit down and go back over my life and understand the deck of cards that I had been handed. And we all have a deck of cards. It's what we choose and how we choose to play the game as to whether we become successful or we continue to be in the depths of despair and harassment and judgment and hate. There's a lot of judgment and hate out there. And being from where my background is, you know, I've been fully judged. And it is a systemic event because I took the judgment and hate for my lifestyle and for whom I loved. I was run out of town. I was beaten to a pulp and sent to the hospital. Physically, I was beaten. And these things go on a daily basis, whether we realize it or not. And I am here now to state that these challenges and now the implementation of all the changes that are coming down, we now have choices. That's why I organized the title of this show in that way. Challenges, we've all got them. Changes, it's happening right now. We're living a historical moment. And choices, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to turn this around? And how are we going to become better instead of killing each other with I can't breathe, because that's what we're doing. Let's help each other. Let's unite. Instead of divisiveness, let's work towards unity.
You know, Terry, one of the things is, and I am struck by, and if I could for a minute, I am struck by the same kind of reflection that you have, right? And thank you so much for sharing that, because, you know, unless you have been through the experience that you're talking about, right, where there's been so much hate towards you for yes, one reason or another, right? Yes. It's hard to imagine it. But now imagine it that some people throughout the world experience that on a regular basis. And they do. What I'm talking about transcends, you know, the headlines of today. But the headlines of today, what they do is they show the best of us, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
the worst of us.
Yes, they do.
And I don't know about you, but I had a transformative moment this week and last week. And I come from this place of marches and protest and equal right for women and marching the streets for LGBTQ, marching the streets, you know, just to make sure people of color are just people. All of those in my 20s, my teens actually, and my 20s yes, and into my 30s. And what I want to ask you about today is where you see the most incredible unity.
I think that's with the people that have worked to make their lives better and become more open and knowledgeable and understanding of of how we can change the world. And the people that are more into unification are the people who read and listen and want to understand more instead of living in ignorance or lack of knowledge and ultimately in fear. I wrote about this in the Resume of Life. We fear what we don't understand. And unless we get to a point where we learn to understand one another and unify, and first we have to unify within ourselves and our greatness and our truth within. And once we align with that, it sends out a ripple effect to make changes around the world. But we have to come to the truth of who we are. And for many years, I denied that. I hid from it. And I fought against it because it had been judged and labeled upon me. But actually, a label is not who I am. I am an energy being, just as we all are. It's a matter of what I've been taught, how I've been programmed, and what I want to do to reprogram my thoughts, my being, and my and my actions. You know, we're programmed into all of that. And to become a leader and truthful within ourselves, we have to grow within ourselves. Your previous show came up with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And the bottom of the rung is, you know, food, shelter, clothing, water, oxygen, things that we need to get along in this world. But the ultimate pinnacle of it is self-actualization and becoming who we truly are. And that's where the freedom really begins to hit.
One of the things that we're going to talk about today is we're going to take this journey with all the people listening today, you know, because there is something that has hit our hearts today.
Yes.
We can't possibly know exactly somebody else's experience. We can't possibly know that, but we can know a type of it. We can know what it's like to, you know, be beaten because of who you are for yep. one reason or another. You know, we know what that's like. And so part of today's show is really looking at what we learn from this and the choices we make that will either bring us together or continue to divide us. And we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, the range of things we've gone through, you know, the losses in business, the unemployment, the vandalization, those things. But then let's talk about what we saw, the population and the diversity of the people. We watched a 75-year-old man get knocked
yes.
down and
yes.
nobody there to help him. And, you know, what is that about us? What is that? When we come back, we'll talk about, you know, what it is that you've observed from your life, from the Resume of Life, that gives us a hope as a people, as humanity. Terry J. Walker, we're going to take a short break, everybody. We are also taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Certainly, if you want to post on Facebook, go ahead and do that. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hello, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we've chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship.
We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Step into your highest potential and tune into embodying your higher self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Chempaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you struggle with transitions? Do stifling limitations hold you back from achieving your innermost desires? There are soulful solutions right at your fingertips. Join me, Shamis Daniel, for inspiring conversations with spiritual leaders. Calm your inner storm and ignite your soul's fire. Tune in to Soulful Travel Adventures every first and third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on here. It's all stretching success going on right now in the I Am Power Hour. Look, Terry, again, I want to know and tell people how they get a copy of the book Resume of Life, since I mentioned it. And then let's make sure they know how to work with you, because you are a fantastic coach. So a lot of the things we're talking about today, you have moved through, number one, but you help other people move through, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can find anything you need at my website at iamterryjwalker.com. The books are also available on Amazon. And the Soul Stretching Success Principles, hot off the press. If you sign up on my website, you will get a download of my top 10 soul stretching success tips. Say that three times in a row. There's one. There's the first tip. But yes, you can find me on iamterryjwalker.com. You can find me on my Facebook page at inspireandmotivate.iam. And you can email me at terry@iamterryjwalker.com.
You know, part of this too is, and let's get at it right away. We're talking about today challenges, changes, choices, divided we fall. And, you know, we didn't know this when you and I planned the show. We didn't know that we would be watching a complete meltdown in the state of Georgia, where some of my family still lives and is from down there. And, you know, I'm getting these messages and they're like, we're not going to not be heard. So there's something that's shifting. So I am trying to imagine, and but because I live in the state of Washington, right, Benny? We get to do mail-in ballots here, I believe. That's true for everybody right here. And I can't imagine in this United States of America, I can imagine it in like down here where my relatives are, down here in Brazil and other places. But I'd never thought in my lifetime, again, that people would not be able to make it to the polls to vote because we, for some strange reason, in one of the greatest technology countries in the world, us, we haven't figured out how to process mail-in ballots. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that, but that is a challenge, and that is a challenge for today, exactly today.
Yes. I mean, we've got all kinds of challenges that seem to be hitting us from all ends, whether it's the judgment, hate, and racism, or it's the COVID-19 and the pandemics and our health, or whether it's voting and being able to vote legally or to mail in a vote. I mean, just like my mom, she's older and I'm concerned about her getting out and voting, and she is too, and she wants to be able to mail in a vote. You know, there's no reason why that should be stopped. It happened before. I mean, we were able to do that before computers. Why can't we do that now? But I think a lot of this has become conspiracy theories. It's become judgment. And it all evolves around fear. Fear of, you know, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid you might lose? Are you afraid you won't win if that's the case? I mean, it all evolves. Every one of those things evolve around fear. You know, fear of the unknown, fear of not being able to win, fear of maybe being less than, fear of not being able to stand up for what you believe. And prejudice and all of that becomes under fear and judgment, too. So everything is composed of that. So the question becomes, how do we get past that fear? How do we move past that? How do we have a greater understanding for our own selves and our thoughts and our behaviors and our beliefs and our actions, and in turn, turn that into a ripple effect for those around us? Or do we continue to be involved in all of this fear-based thinking and conspiracy theories and anything else that comes up? Then we continue to create more fear, more anxiety, more stress, and more hate and more judgment, and in turn, more divisiveness. And that's the key, is this is the United States of America, not the divided states of America. But in essence, we're kind of becoming that way. And if we don't turn some of this around, we're going to continue to be divided and more divisive and more judgmental and more oppressive of those that we don't understand or that we think we don't like, because we don't know and we don't understand and we're not willing to listen.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting about what you said? I got to meet and interview Stephen Covey a number of years ago, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yep.
And one of the habits, you know, while many of them seem very reasonable, right, for people to implement, the one that was extremely difficult for corporations, and at the time, that's where I was, corporations, to really implement was listen to understand.
Yes.
That. See, there's listening. Like you and I are talking and I'm listening to you, but then there's a level of understanding. Am right. I really able to understand at a deep and emotional level what you're saying? And I think for the first time, or maybe the second time in my life, we are having millions of people listening to understand. And right. I didn't think it was possible. But that is my sense of it. Even if we're not getting exactly what the other person is saying, Covey's point was this. There is an emotional, empathetic, empathy element. And are you listening to have that empathy? And I think what we're seeing is people stepping into that space. What do you think?
I agree totally. I agree totally. And I think that the leaders of some of these people who are protesting that have an end game in sight, they're the ones that are trying to listen to understand. But the people that are sitting back and being the, oh, let's call it the Monday morning quarterback, and complaining of what everybody else did wrong, or looking for all of the mistakes or the errors or the looting, for example, or this and that of what a few do, instead of looking at the overall whole picture of what's trying to be accomplished here. And those who listen to understand and are willing to communicate effectively with empathy are the ones that are going to be creating the change. You know, even before all of the pandemic of the I can't breathe, and I kind of lump both of those in there together because they both have that preface. I was hearing when I was getting out and getting ready to start training and working for corporations, all of this stuff about the millennials. And you're just not going to believe what the millennials are doing. And you just can't, you know, and people were getting this prejudgment of the millennials. And now we have the Gen Z that they don't want to work or this and that. So now, yet again, even in that category, we've prejudged all of that. And so it's all a judgment. And then if a young person walks in the door and we've judged they don't want to work, then we're going to treat them with oppression and less than. However, the ones that I see out here that are working to create the most positive change are, guess who? The millennials and the Gen Zs. You just had some on your show.
I mean, what do you think about that?
And are we listening to them?
Five people on there, especially under Susan Hoff's leadership, right?
Yeah.
But when I stop to listen to them, mm-hmm. right, we understand the pain of categorizing and labeling groups of people.
Yes.
A point of inaccuracy and lack of understanding, any label you look at. Right. Yep. It is yep. that. It is a label. It is not meant to unite at all. And what you're talking about today is at the core, first of all, of your book, Resume mm-hmm. Life. Let's just talk about that for a minute. But it's also at the core of who you are and what you're creating.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly. It takes courage. And when we come back, I want to talk with you about what does it mean, united we stand. And the transition to love. You know, I don't know if everybody has seen this yet. This is a bracelet that one of our hosts, Sarah Main, she is the author of Conscious Confidence, but she is also someone that is the master of timeless Sanskrit. And the inscription on the inside of something that, you know, is written in that ancient is very simple. Let pure universal love flow to all. I don't take it off. I do have to figure out how to tighten it, but I don't. I live and breathe in it. When we yes. come back, that's what Terry J. Walker lives and breathes in. Despite yes. what happens, despite getting knocked down, despite being abused, despite being ridiculed for who you are, despite being not given a job for who you are or have a job taken away, you know, despite for hanging around people that maybe are of a different color skin, despite all of that, we can do one thing. When we come back, Terry's going to show us what that is. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosfor. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Hey, Terry, what would you like to share with people? How do they find out about you? Tell them what you've got going on here.
I am Terry J. Walker is my website. We're going to be adding some new potential events to that. I have signed on and am working with a couple of other people that are working with me to help me with my growth. And I am so excited about that, along with joining a motivational speaker bureau and continuing to work with you at the Transformation Network. So things are growing and expanding, and that is a wonderful key. And that kind of takes me into, you know, where I've been with the resume of life and the prejudgment of everything, the fear that I had and was created because of the things that I had been through and the challenges that I had been through, challenges we all go through, yeah. And begin to prejudge situations where in the past, and this is when I had looked at the resume of life. In the past, I prejudged a lot of situations and probably forewent some healthy, positive connections and relationships. And, you know, I also wrote in there, we're all connected. And that's hugely significant that we need to understand and know, because everything is connected. But with that being said, once I let go of that and began to transition my own beliefs, heart, mind, body, and soul, and transition to love and unification, and began to unify my own self and well-being, things began to change. And once that happened, people started showing up and my life began to improve and the connections are beginning to grow. And that is so exciting. So when you transition from fear and judgment and hate and move it to love and unification within your own mind, body, soul, and spirit, then it sends out a ripple effect. And guess what? It brings it back to you, just like that ocean flowing in behind me now. You know, that is a full-fledged understanding of energy, and we are all energy. So what kind of energy are you living in and creating?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things, let's talk about energy for a minute, because I think what we're starting to see now And I do think that what we're seeing now is really in contrast to things. And it kind of reminds me, if I go back a couple of years and Dr. Darvish and I were trying to raise a level of awareness in my state now, Washington State, right. About Lyme disease and chronic Lyme disease, and tried to get the government here to change the website, because what they were saying on their website was that Lyme disease doesn't live here in Washington State. And they would like say it. They would say, like, we have one instance. But what I shared was my own experience with the CDC here, because they won't give you a test only if you say you're from out of state. Now, they've changed that since. But I can remember what that was like for us in just speaking a truth and not really knowing the backlash that we were going to get from it. Now, take that fast forward to where we are today. And clearly, the things that people are talking about are way different than Lyme disease. And what I'm really struck by is the courage of people right now.
Exactly.
My friend lives in Buffalo and New York. That's New York. And she goes between Buffalo and Martha's Vineyards, right, back and forth doing some work. And she was telling me about the outrage about the man that was pushed down and then accused of a conspiracy. And what she was saying was all of his friends are now coming out and they're like on television and speaking on his behalf. You know, people in a part of their lives, right? Mm-hmm. 75 years and up, part of their lives, where one of them said, I never thought I would have to come forward in the news and in the media and stand up for us and stand up for my friend. How do you explain that level of courage and people just not willing to go quietly anymore?
I think times they are changing, and that's what I truly believe. I think that's true with everything you're seeing on the media with all these marches and things like that. People are tired of continuing to do the same thing and continuing to get the same results. And it's time for a change. But no change can ever be made without the challenges. And people now are, I think, becoming more unified and creating a better understanding within themselves and their friends and the friends that they have. They're either getting rid of some of them or they're holding on to the ones that are more unified that are trying to bring peace and love and light and unity. And I think that that's the case, is people are tired of being oppressed. And it's not just the blacks or the LGBT, it's age discrimination, it's gender inequality, it's the millennials, it's the Gen Zs, it's the baby boomers, it's everybody in some way, shape, form, or fashion. We have all been through challenges of being not good enough, or being oppressed, or missing that job opportunity because, well, we were a female versus a male, you know, or getting that pay raise because, and the guy, the man that did the same job right beside me got it. I mean, this is inequality at all levels, and judgment and fear at all levels. And I think people are tired of it. And I think that this is just a portion of what will change. But I also believe that the COVID-19, by sitting us back at home and having to take that breather and having to take that break where we're not fighting traffic every day and we're not having to be somewhere from 8 to 5, things began to change and we began to maybe think a little bit. And we began to have to deal with our families and with ourselves. And I believe that this is going to become a much better place if we can continue to hold on to the intention and clarify and focus on what we're trying to accomplish here. And that's where we need to unify and unify within ourselves to decide, what is that intention? What are we focused on? What do we want to make the change? How do we want to play this hand of cards that's been dealt to us? And what choices do we need to make to get there?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things too that you're talking about and bringing to the forefront here today for us is, you know, the notion that there is a place deep in our hearts, even if it's only a small part, but it's taking up a little bit of space. And the space it's taking up is the burgeoning need to express love, right? Yes. That idea of transitioning to love. How are you seeing that in the world? And how did you do that yourself after what you experienced?
I had to do the work on me, and I had to stop the my own self-critiquing judgment and despair. And that was the beginning of the steps. I had to learn the power of affirmations. I had to read, and I had to begin to try to understand that there had to be more to this life than the way that I was living and continuing to repeat the same cycle and continuing to get the same results. And that's when I began to educate myself and to learn more on how I could create my world to be better, and investing in myself and my development. And in turn, that sends out a ripple effect. And I wrote about that even at the end of the resume of life. What would it be like if we all took the opportunity to create a better world for ourselves and to be kinder and nicer to ourselves? And in turn, we establish a ripple effect that goes out into the world to help others. You know, again, Mother Teresa said, and they said it in the last show, be the change you want to see in the world. And if we continue to go down this divisiveness, we're only killing ourselves. We're only destroying ourselves. Or we can start to begin to unite and align with the truth of who we are and be creative in helping others to do the same. And that all is inherent. We are born inherently by the Creator to create a better place. And inherently, we are born with love. We are taught judgment, hate, greed, selfishness. Those things are taught to us.
I want to take a short break here because you have gone through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yep. And you're still coming forward and talking with us about how we can be the change, how we can choose love. You know, what it's like to be beaten and ridiculed, physically beaten and ridiculed for who you are. Yes. How do you rise up from that? Well, you did. I did. But how did we do it? What was it that helped us? And what is it that we can learn and heal so powerfully, healing that will set us free? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real, lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Tapping my foot to that beat. Hey, everybody. I know. What are we doing here today? What we're doing is the I Am Power Hour, soul stretching success. Terry J. Walker and me. Terry, before we go to solution on this now and what we've learned, how do people find out more about you? Give us an update here.
You can get me at www.iamterryjwalker.com. Feel free to look through the website, download my new soul stretching success tips. They're free, and feel free to share them, love, like, send me information, give me your thoughts. I would love to hear from you even further and share them with some friends. That's the best way to get me, and you can get me at Terry at IamTerryJWalker.com.
Terry, let's bring it full circle around here, and let's talk about, you know, clearly we've got some situations.
Clearly.
We've got some things that have gone on. Some of these things have been gone on for, you know, hundreds of years. You know, it is hard to understand what the people of color in this country, what Black people are to go through on a regular basis.
Yes.
Now, unless you are somebody that is part of that community, even if you are not a person of color, and that was the case of myself and my sister and where we grew up and how we grew up. But unless you are part of that and can feel it and see it, you don't have a sense of it. But everybody now has a new reality.
Yeah.
8 minutes and 46 seconds gave people a new reality.
Yeah.
Pushing a 75-year-old man down gave us a new reality. Children being pepper sprayed has given us a new reality. But now we need to march on. We can still grieve, we can still mourn, but we are not the same anymore. How do we now flip from the problem to becoming part of the solution?
Well, I think that's where we, you know, that's where even I developed this whole stretching success principles. But what I had to do was learn and study and be more empathetic and understanding of my own self and my own truth, and then try to learn to understand and be more empathetic and understanding and listening to others and their truth. And by pulling all of that together, I think that we can be more self-actualized and unified and more loving and kind. We all have it. I said earlier, it's inherent within us. The judgment and fear is what's taught in the outside, external part of us. But, you know, even Emerson mentioned the reason there are so many problems in the world is because human beings are disconnected from their true self. And once we start understanding the truth of ourselves and be willing to delve within ourselves to be more loving, unified, and understand the importance of affirmations, the importance of setting an intention, the importance of knowing and understanding your why and what you want to do in your life to be of benefit, to not only have a successful life in your own terms, but to help others to be abundant and successful and loving and kind too. How can I help? But first, you've got to unify yourself. And these are the things that I've learned on my journey. It's what I had to learn through getting honest with myself and writing the resume of life. It's what I had to learn as I grew and became more understanding of myself. We also talk about mirror work and the importance of that. But I will tell you one key aspect that I learned, a word that rolled off of, that began to roll so smoothly off of my tongue. And it's just one word, but the power of it for me and what I will work with others to help too is namaste. The beauty or the divine in me recognizes the beauty or divine in you in a place where we meet as one. And with that being said, I think we have to find the beauty and divine within ourselves. We have to get past the critique of being afraid to even look in the mirror and worrying about what we look like or what we wear or the brand of clothing we have to wear or what color somebody's hair is, and look beyond that into our truth and our real true self. Then that's when true change begins to happen. It begins, your beliefs, your actions, your words, the way you think begin to change. As Dr. Wayne Dyer said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that is to start internally and developing yourself. And that's when you rise in courage, and that's when you become stronger. As Mr. Les Brown says, we all have greatness within. And you have just got to learn to get in touch with that, in tune with that, unite with that, and share that with others. Then it becomes a ripple effect.
Yeah. You know, if you'd asked me a bunch of years ago, Terry, if I would be able to tell funny stories about being in Catholic boarding school or being homeless or, you know, yep, being falsely arrested, right? Mm-hmm. If you'd asked me if I would be sharing like the fun story about those things, I would have just looked at you sideways.
Yep.
But having a new perspective, mm-hmm, about things, it goes beyond freedom. It gives us a new place to play, a, yes, new way to be. Thank you for today. Please give out your website. And also, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today, Terry?
I think, again, my favorite word, one word is all it takes, namaste. And I love you. And you can find me at www.iamterryjwalker.com. And with the Soul Stretching Success Principles, because we are truly soul stretching in these days and times, and I want to be able to help you in any way that I can. I love you. I love everyone. And that is how we transform from divisiveness to unification.
All right. Terry J. Walker, I am Dr. Pat. If you want to find out more about me, go to the Dr. Pat Show. And, you know, for those of you out there, it's hard to imagine what each person's unique experience is. But no matter what walk of life you have come from, places all over the world, we are different today than we were a month ago.
The I Am Hour is over, but the I Am Power possibilities continue. Thanks for tuning in to the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success, with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, feeling pumped?
You know it. Tune in next time to flex your I Am muscles and supercharge your soul-fueled success.
Let's create greater, aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, because everything you've held in your heart's desire is coming to you right now.
Make sure you listen to all of our shows and check it out at soulstretchingsuccess.com. See you next time.
See you next time.
Yeehaw! Yeah.